it happen. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa. The headlines: fuel pump prices reduced. Nupes opposes Copperbell teacher audit by Due Service Commission. And in global news, U.S. Secretary of Defense urges Asia to boost defense against China's imminent threat to Taiwan. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has adjusted downward the fuel pump price for the month of June 2025, effective midnight. Pump prices have been revised downward to 31 kwacha 36 ngwe per litre for petrol, 25 kwacha 12 ngwe per litre for diesel, and 24 kwacha 79 ngwe per litre for kerosene, while jet A1 will sell at 27 kwacha 18 ngwe per litre. These changes follow a 2.50% decline in the international price of petrol from $73.47 to $71.63 per barrel, a 4.06% drop in diesel from $79.79 to $76.55 per barrel. ERB board chairperson James Banda attributed the downward adjustment in pump prices to the kwacha's appreciation against the US dollar, moving from 28 kwacha 13 ngwe to 26 kwacha 88 ngwe per dollar in May 2025. Mr. Banda says the currency strengthening, combined with lower international benchmarks, has allowed the ERB to reduce domestic write-off rates. The National Union of Public and Private Educators of Zambia, NUPES, has criticized the Teaching Service Commission, TSC's, handling of the alleged irregularities in the transfers, promotions and appointments of teachers on the Copper Belt. NUPES Executive President Victor Muyumba says the alleged irregularities are a national problem arising from lack of coordination between the Commission and Ministry of Education, and that teachers must not end up as victims. Mr. Muyumba fears that the staff audit to ascertain the allegations on the Copper Belt by the Commission may hold most teachers as scapegoats for alleged administrative irregularities, despite receiving appointment, promotion or transfer letters by authorities believed to be acting within their official capacity. He proposes that the investigations are directed at the officials responsible for processing and approving the transfers and not the teachers. Yesterday, the Teaching Service Commission, TSC, revealed it had launched an audit following multiple reports of irregularities into alleged illegal deployment, transfers and promotions of teachers on the Copper Belt.
As a union, we strongly believe that these alleged irregularities are a national problem arising from lack of coordination between Teaching Service Commission and Minister of Education, for which teachers should not end up as victims. As a union, we wish to make it categorically clear that teachers should not be made scapegoats for alleged administrative irregularities. These teachers were issued appointments, promotion or transfer letters by authorities believed to be acting within their official capacity. If they are indeed anomalies, then investigations must be directed at the officials responsible for processing and approving these movements, and not the teachers who are simply fulfilling their professional responsibilities as instructed.
Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga has called for deeper collaboration with the European Union, EU, to help establish industries capable of providing employment opportunities for young Zambians. Speaking at the launch of the 50 years European Union-Zambia partnership exhibition in Lusaka today, Mr. Mulenga explains that the EU's consistent support to the health and education sectors makes the Union a key partner of development. He says the EU is a global gateway in mobilizing investments and expertise for green energy transitions, which have expanded Zambia's access to sustainable energy initiatives.
We look forward to continuous engagement to resolve them. Especially when you talked about the health sector, my government is very particular in making sure that health is provided in a sustainable and resilient manner to everyone in this country. We have got a lot of lessons to draw from you, and we know that you have the capacity and ability to support us in that. Over the years, our engagement, we have seen skill develop, but we still lack capacity and capital, even the technology. Can those traits be extended into these sectors so that we can stand proudly that we have been with friends that have never left us?
At the same event, EU Ambassador to Zambia, Carolina Stasiak, reflected on the partnership that began in 1975, highlighting its positive impact on Zambian citizens through development and economic growth.
We worked together to promote development, to promote growth, to create jobs in Zambia, to develop industries. Also worked on promoting democracy and human rights and gender equality. And ladies and gentlemen, to mark this important milestone, we have prepared for you this exhibition, which is called The Threads of Change.
Meanwhile, coordinator for EU cooperation at the Ministry of Finance, Temwani Chihana, pointed out that EU support has been critical in advancing infrastructure projects nationwide, and continued joint efforts to sustain and expand such development is crucial for Zambia's future growth. The Zambia Council for Social Development, ZACD, has raised concerns over government remarks dismissing calls by civil society organizations to withdraw Constitutional Amendment Bill 7 of 2025. Council Chairperson Jacob Makambwe says that the civil society movement is not opposed to constitutional reforms, but is concerned about the lack of transparency, accountability and inclusiveness in the current process. In a response to Information and Media Minister Cornelius Mwetwa, who describes it as unsubstantiated, Mr. Makambwe maintains that CSO's concerns are valid, citing past constitutional amendments that have had far-reaching implications for democratic governance and institutional checks and balances. He clarifies that certain provisions within the proposed bill raise legitimate questions about the potential concentration of power and the weakening of oversight institutions, and emphasize the importance of a people-driven process, arguing that meaningful reform should not be reduced to piecemeal amendments, but include a comprehensive review, particularly on the expanded Bill of Rights.
CSOs are not opposing constitutional reform per se. Rather, we are calling for a process that is inclusive, consultative, and protects the spirit of democratic governance. Where there are risk of an intended or deliberate constitutional changes that may tilt the balance of power, it is not only appropriate but necessary for civil society to raise the alarm. On the claim that CSO concerns are unsubstantiated, our concerns are not only substantiated, but are also grounded in Zambia's recent history of constitution amendments that have had far-reaching consequences.
The Lumezi Town Council has confiscated, assaulted, prohibited fishing nets and destroyed them along the Luangwa River in Mwanya and Chitungulu chiefdoms of Lumezi District, Eastern Province. Council Assistant Public Relations Officer Ivan Muyumbwa says that the operation was carried out by the Council's Department of Fisheries, Livestock and Veterinary Services, targeting fishing camps at Mukasanga, Luenela, Kolovia and Muzombo to verify the types of gear in use and to enforce compliance with national regulations. Mr. Muyumbwa indicated that a total of 31 monofilament nets bent under the Fisheries Act No. 22 of 2011 were seized and immediately burned on site. The enforcement follows the lifting of the fish ban on 1st March 2025, after which the council began issuing fishing licenses and trader certificates for the district's numerous fishing camps. During the operation, officers issued 18 new fishing licenses to individuals who pledged to use approved gear, resulting in the generation of local revenue amounting to 2,052 kwacha. Phoenix FM Main News, we take a break.
Phoenix FM, your voice matters.